Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. You can also hear me on these great radio stations, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app and you can hear me anywhere on Earth. Great stuff. Live exclusive interview with my favorite January 6th political prisoner, Derek Evans. Spent some very, very rough time in the federal gulag and then finally was released back to his family for doing essentially nothing. He did nothing. So many of these poor people did nothing. Meanwhile, you got this bird character, this police officer who murders Ashley Babbitt, and they gave him a promotion. How do these people live with themselves, Derek?
You know, I really don't know how they do that. And the fascinating part about that whole situation was we've seen time and time again the precedent that has been set right now. God bless our police officers. I don't know how they do it. We've seen videos of, you know, a guy can get out of a car, pull out his gun, start shooting at police officers. A police officer's fired back in self-defense, clear as day, you know, that they were had full authority to do what they did, and they still will put that police officer off on, administrative leave while they do an investigation every time a weapon is discharged. But in the case of Ashley Babbitt, there was no investigation at all. And so you have this precedent set that, you know, they investigate and try to throw these police officers under the bus for anything and everything. But then in the case of Ashley Babbitt, they just said, nope, it's okay. Not only that, we're going to give this guy a promotion and everything else. Like, that's my question is, if that is the precedent that we have set, why was there never an investigation into the shooting of Ashley Babbitt?
Yeah, of course, because they already knew, you know, he just killed some Trump supporters. That's a good thing in their minds. So you're going to be running against West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. I choke up whenever I try to say that name. Why are you going to be doing this, and how can our listeners help you?
Oh, goodness, man. She's one of the most liberal senators in the entire country. I mean, there's even Democrats who are more conservative than Shelley Moore Capito. And, you know, it's fascinating that on January 6th, she was an elected representative inside the Capitol voting to certify the fraudulent election, blaming President Trump for January 6th. I was an elected representative on the outside of the building with the American people standing there that day, peacefully exercising my natural God-given rights of free speech to speak out against the stolen election. So really, you couldn't get any more different, but contrast between the two of us. She's voted for red flag gun laws, thinks that the blue and gold in the West Virginia flag apparently stands for Ukraine because she wants to send all her money to Ukraine all the time. She's a terrible vote at the end of the day, and she needs to be replaced.
No question. And as she's making noise now that there's going to be a Senate confirmation process, that she and her fellow senator, rhino senators like Mitch McConnell and John Thune and some of these other horrible, horrible people are not going to allow the president to have his nominees put in place with a recess appointments. Instead, they're going to try to do a show, not pretty much show trials with the confirmation process. And already some of the rhinos in the Senate are saying, well, I'm not sure I'll be voting for this person. I'm not sure I'll be voting for that one. And Shelley Moore Capito is now one of the top Republicans in the Senate, this wrinkled rhino. And she's doing nothing, as far as I can tell, to help Donald Trump get his nominees confirmed.
Well, she's actually working against President Trump on this issue. You know, she refused to support Matt Gaetz for attorney general. She refused to support, you know, Rick Scott for Senate Majority Leader. So she has fallen directly in line, and this is exactly the game plan that the Senate is going to do. They are going to spend the next 2 years slowing down the process as much as possible to prevent President Trump from putting his America First MAGA agenda at the forefront. They're going to do anything and everything they can to slow down that process. And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. She's part of the Uniparty, and people need to just go ahead and accept the reality that we do have a majority, technically on paper, of Republicans in the Senate, but the Uniparty is still most definitely in control and in the majority of the U.S. Senate.
The deep state, and this is the Republican wing of the deep state, the RINOs, Republicans in name only, the establishment Republicans who hate Trump because he represents you and me. It's unbelievable. I mean, an overwhelming landslide of support for President Trump, and you've got these useless Republican establishment people, including West Virginia's wrinkled RINO, saying, no, we're just not going to allow that because we're part of the deep state. She just installed her son, or excuse me, not her son, she tried to install her son as governor, but she just installed her favorite nephew, Riley Moore, as the latest congressman here in the northern panhandle, the second congressional district. Some people might know Riley Moore as Rattler, the lead singer of the Satan worshiping group Rattler, or they might know him as Riley McGowan Moore, a guy with a rap sheet in Fairfax County, 18 different arrests. And it's just the Republican Party establishment, Derek, is so rotten that when I talk about it, people just don't believe it. They think, oh, well, this is a real alternative to Democrats. No, it's not. The Republican establishment is simply Democrat light.
The Republican establishment versus the Democrat, it really reminds me of when I was a kid and I used to watch, you know, wrestling on TV, WWE, WWF, WCW, whatever, Hulk Hogan and all them. And I thought it was real. And then you finally, as you get older, you realize that's the same thing in terms of the establishment Republicans versus the Democrats. They are the same exact thing.
Yes.
One wants big government, the other wants bigger government. But at the end of the day, they all bow and worship at the altar of climate change and DEI and tax you harder and all about personal gain and personal power, enriching themselves and their family members. It is really disgusting, honestly, and this is not the way our founding fathers intended it. I don't remember the exact amendment. I think it was the 17th Amendment. I could be wrong. Originally, our U.S. senators were elected by the state legislature.
Right.
They were not elected by the people. We need to get back to that, in my opinion, because there's so much money now involved to win these huge U.S. Senate races across the country, especially in these bigger states. Whereas it's a lot easier and cheaper to just flip the majority or flip the, you know, the House members at the state level in those states. And I feel like we'd have a better voice representing us in D.C. Maybe not, but what we're doing right now doesn't seem to be working.
No question about it. So you ran against a RINO in the first congressional district in West Virginia, this Carol Miller, and you did. I was surprised. I thought you would do a whole lot better in that first congressional district. You got about 40 or so percent of the vote, 35-40% of the vote in the primary.
Yeah, we got around 40,000 votes, and we're proud of that. We realized there was a couple things working against us. Number one, I'd never ran a race on that level before, so it took me a little while to get the fundraising really dialed in and figured out. By the time we did, it was only about 6 months before the election, but we raised around $1 million in the last 6 months there. But I realized at one point during there, you know, with the independents being allowed to vote in the primary, that there's a lot of some of those most conservative people I know who are independents, and But as a whole, they definitely leaned a lot more to the left. And so when we started doing polling, we realized that if the independents turned out, we were going to be in trouble, and they did. And so we reinvested a lot of our money back into fundraising to prepare for the future on that. And, now we're sitting in a position where we're sitting pretty good. Very confident we're going to be able to raise, around $3 million on this race.
Wow.
We're in a lot different position this go around than we were the first time. And plus, people are forgetting, there was so much noise in the West Virginia primary. I don't know if there's ever been a time other than the very first year that we were a state where every single major office in West Virginia was open. Yep. And contested at that level. And there was a lot of money spent in the U.S. Senate race. There's a lot of money spent in the governor's race and
Congress,
Attorney General.
Everything. No question.
So it was really hard to break through the noise, the overall noise of the entire election cycle. We don't have to worry about that in 26. It's an off year, and the primaries are closed as well. So a lot has changed in the last year.
Well, don't bury the lead. Now, the primaries now in West Virginia are closed. Tell the listeners what that means in English.
Oh, yeah. So moving forward, starting in 2026, you have to be a registered Republican in order to vote in the Republican primary. For years, it's been open to independents, and they closed that in, I think, the spring or whatever of last year to start in 2026, that the primaries are now closed and only registered Republicans can vote in the primary, which I believe, just based on, you know, internal polling that we have done, is going to be a huge win to conservatives across the board. Like I said, some of the most conservative people I know are independents, but as a whole, as a majority, they definitely skew further to the left than registered Republicans.
No question. I think you have a shot. How much money can you raise from out of state? Because there's not much money in state for much of any political office.
Yeah, no, you're exactly correct. I mean, so right now, going into this one, I have around, I don't know, 12 to 15,000. I don't know the exact number, 12 to 15,000 national donors. And most of them are outside the state of West Virginia. You know, the unique thing about me here in terms of West Virginia is I'm just a normal person, just like every other West Virginia citizen out there. Historically in West Virginia, you either were a millionaire coming from a rich family and self-funded your campaign, or you sold yourself out to a millionaire to become, you know, to be able to run one of these types of races. This is really the first time that we've had just a regular average Joe, you know, blue collar West Virginia citizen who is able to raise the funds nationally without selling out to a millionaire. And it's all because of, you know, the January 6th story and what.
Oh, yeah. Question. Did you talk Derek Evans live exclusive interview? I'm sorry for the audio problems that we're having here. It sounds like crap in my headphones. I hope it's not that way for you or the listeners, but it's just god awful for me. So did you talk with Donald Trump yet about endorsing you and helping you raise funds?
Not this go around on this yet. It's still early, but I'm in touch with the Trump team regarding, you know, January 6th pardons. And so I'm sure this conversation will be coming up relatively soon. They're definitely working overtime right now in terms of, you know, assembling their cabinet positions. You know, we only hear about the positions at the top. People don't really probably realize that there's thousands of people who have to be appointed to these positions, and they're working on pardons for January 6th. That's the primary focus right now, is so that the Trump team can hit the ground running on day one, and then we're going to start having these conversations. But now, if you go back and look at President Trump, every single person who voted to certify, every single Republican who voted to certify the 2020 election and or blamed President Trump for January 6th, he has come out against them the next time they were up for reelection. Now, a lot can change between now and then, but Shelley Moore Capito fits that bill to a T because she voted to certify the 2020 election, and she blamed President Trump for January 6th.
So she's the worst. Honestly, she's just the worst. It's a disgrace that West Virginia has someone, such a bitter old woman like that, representing this deep red MAGA nation state. Okay, look, we're almost out of time. I want you to know that I always end every show right before 9 o'clock with the January 6th political prisoner chorus singing the national anthem and Donald Trump saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Were you part of that January 6th chorus?
I was not. That was in the D.C. Gulag. I was in Michigan. But still, I feel like I am. Those guys, it's fantastic. I know some of them.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm so happy that they are able to represent all of us. It's one big giant community, and, you know, might as well be me as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Derek, we're virtually out of time. I always give my guests the last word. You got about a minute. You got to be quick. Tell the listeners anything you want, including how they can support you, contact you, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite January 6th political prisoner, Derek Evans. My microphone is yours, sir.
Hey, you can go to my website. It's evans4wv.com. You can follow me on True Social, Getter, Twitter. I have Facebook as well. Twitter, Derek Evans, the number 4WV. And you can go head over there and give me a follow if you guys want. Tune in, send me a DM, whatever you want to do. Appreciate you guys. Most importantly, just remember that our rights do not come from the government. Our rights come from God, our Creator. And the Constitution was written to prevent the government from infringing on our natural God-given rights. God bless you guys.
Derek, as long as I'm allowed to use the company's microphone here, I will do whatever I can to help you and any other January 6th political prisoner. We have got to get rid of the rhinos. When you're coming up to the Northern Panhandle, please let me know. We will do everything that we can to help you. It's an uphill battle, but we've got to fight it because there is no other choice if we want to preserve our preserve our republic. So please let me know. Please stay in touch. I'll get you on almost any time that I can. I'll do whatever I can here to help make this happen. And God bless you for everything you and your family have gone through. And God bless you for trying to reform this wonderful republic of ours. You have a great day, sir. Derek Evans, thank you again. You have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Derek Evans, my favorite January 6th political prisoner. Great guy. Hope he wins.